think in our popular culture, one of the starkest images of this gospel is found in the movie The Godfather 2, where Michael, on finding out that his older brother had betrayed the family, Freddie had betrayed the family, kisses him and says, "You are dead to me. Right? I will no longer be in your presence. I will push you away as far as I can. In fact, you are dead to me." And the elder son today in the gospel virtually speaks those same words about his brother. "He is dead to me. Why should I even come in? Why should I even acknowledge him as my brother?" And the father, of course, responds in these words, "Because he is back. He is no longer dead to sin, but once more restored alive to the family." But what is lacking in that understanding of the older brother is that gift of love, that being Christ-like in loving the other even in their faults allows us to forgive, and more importantly, allows us to ask for forgiveness. Because the older brother, serving the father all those years, served him out of obedience, but it was an obedience that always looked forward to getting something more. Not the obedience of love. Not the obedience of serving his father because the father loves him and he loves his father. But rather, what can I get out of this relationship? And that's a struggle that we are faced with many, many times in our lives. In the second letter today, St. Paul's letter to the 2 Corinthians, we always remind ourselves that St. Paul is usually answering a question. How does this forgiveness work? Might be the questions the 2 Corinthians are asking. They might have just read or heard this passage being told to them. And they're trying to figure out what this means. Because we have to remind ourselves that when St. Paul was living and writing, the Gospels we know them today had not yet been compiled. There were stories of Jesus, sayings of Jesus, remembrances of Jesus that people would go around sharing with one another. And on hearing this, the Corinthians might have said to themselves, "How do we forgive? How am I able to forgive if I am the older brother? How am I able to offer myself in love to someone who has hurt me, hurt my family, who has squandered the gifts that he has been given?" And St. Paul responds with the generosity of God's love. He reminds us that we are ambassadors. He loves using that word about us as Christians. We are ambassadors. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. And God has given to us the gift and the will of reconciliation within our own lives and the lives of the community. Yes, there is the sacramental reconciliation where we, as we sit down, repeat almost the words that the younger son does. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." And then we begin to offer ourselves. But we are also called as sons and daughters of the living God, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to offer that healing within our world, within our families, within our community. Yes, and even within our church. Where we listen with love, embrace with compassion, and celebrate with joy the reconciliation that we are called to be and to be with in our brothers and sisters who are so many times are broken and hurt and who many times do not have an understanding as the younger son did to come for reconciliation. I cannot tell you how many people I hear after being absent from the sacrament for so many years to say this, "Father, I know God cannot forgive me." Or even sadder yet, "I cannot forgive myself." And yet God calls us into that reconciliation of love. where we are called to act like Christ in our forgiveness, to act like Christ in reaching out to heal the brokenhearted, to act like Christ to reach out and gather in unity those who have fallen apart, those who have left, those who no longer feel worthy of God's love. If you've been following along with Matthew Kelly, this whole next week talks about that. How do we give ourselves fully to God? Because that's not an easy thing to do. Out of fear, out of our understanding of our own sinfulness, we are often reluctant to offer ourselves fully to God. And yet, to go completely into God's arms is the call that Jesus has for us this day. Because as we journey towards God, we know that God runs towards us, embraces us, fills us with his love, celebrates in joy, in hope, and in love our return home. And so as we come and celebrate, as we come to this altar once more to receive Jesus, where we say those words, I am not worthy. And yet Jesus invites us. I am not worthy, and yet Jesus says, come to me and I will make you worthy. I am not worthy, and yet we walk, we process, we come with a community that calls, that God has called to holiness, to redemption. Because God never says those words to us, you are dead to me. But rather, he says to us, come. Come and be filled. Come and be fed. Come and be loved.